Absolutely not. And no more than us in Midwest Simon and all the other agencies, the constant influx of singles is alarming, to say the least. But in terms of just the avenues out of homelessness and the limit of beds that we have to offer, it has just made the job quite challenging in terms of just being able to support individuals presenting to us. But this has been a steady rise over the last several months in terms of those that are seeking assistance, no more than our teams and the teams and all the other services are. We're trying to do a prevention piece in terms of just asking people to stay and how we can support them in staying in what will be deemed not ideal situations. But it has definitely become more and more challenging for us.
Jonathan, you mentioned there, as you told us previously as well, that you're having an influx in single adults, particularly coming to your centres. And it's, of course, people even in full-time employment now as well. What solutions, are there any short-term even possible, but what solutions are really needed to tackle this?
The solutions are being, you know, where we're constantly in engagement with our funders, the HSE, the local authorities, to acquire appropriate units, be the single units, be the congregated settings. But the challenge is finding those units. They're just not there, particularly in the Midwest region, where there's a significant shortage of one beds. Even shared accommodation seems to be drying up. So look, at the solutions are, we just continue to advocate with local authorities, continue to advocate on the national level to speed up the process of having accommodation come online for those that are seeking accommodation. But it is a challenge, there's no doubt about it. I don't have the answers at the moment, although look, at through plenty of meetings and engagements, we are looking for those solutions, but it's becoming more and more challenging.